Hello, saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hathorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Brothers and sisters, I am not called by man or some religious denomination to preach, but I'm called to be a soldier of the cross by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who has raised Christ Jesus from the dead. And I am commissioned and empowered by the Holy Spirit to call the Church of Jesus Christ back to a unity of the faith in the cross through the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, which is the message of the cross, simply stated that we have to die in order for Christ to live. This is the only faith Jesus Christ has left His church, and it is the only faith the Holy Spirit will recognize in preparing the bride of Christ for her soon coming King. Let us pray from Ephesians 3, 16 through 21. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would grant us, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with all might by your Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by the faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Father, I pray that you would anoint me to speak forth your oracles as the Holy Spirit gives utterance, and that you would anoint the ears of the hearers to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. I further pray in the name of Jesus that you would send forth faithful laborers to water the seed sown, and that He would bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold fruits of righteousness in your kingdom to the praise and glory of God Almighty. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown or sowing your tares or blinding the minds of the hearers or stopping up their ears. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, today, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord would have me to continue teaching on the one true gospel. Jesus Christ has left His church with one true gospel, and that gospel is the gospel of the kingdom, which is the message of the cross. Jesus put it this way: we have to lose our life in order to find eternal life. We have to take up our cross and follow Jesus daily, or we're not worthy of Him. What that means is that our faith must always be in our death with Jesus Christ on the cross. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:18 that the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. That power, my beloved brothers and sisters, that is in the one true gospel is the power to put to death our sin nature and at the same time release the resurrected Christ Jesus in the believer to do the will of the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. While Christ is doing the will of the Father through the believer, the devil cannot do his works through the believer. Romans 6:7 declares to us that he that is dead is freed from the sin nature. By the faith in our baptism of death with Jesus Christ on the cross, we can be free from the power of our sin nature, which enslaves us to serve Satan whether we want to or not. Romans 7:18 declares to us that there is no good thing in our flesh. And even if we want to do good, there's no power in our flesh to do good. Jesus had to die not only to shed His innocent blood to pay the price a just and holy God demands for our sins, but He also had to die in order to afford us a means whereby our sin nature could die with Him by the faith without us actually suffering physical death while still in our unredeemed sinful state, which would eternally separate us from God. Everyone must hear the gospel of the kingdom and accept it by the faith, or else when they die, they will suffer an eternal separation from God because they did not receive the sacrifice Jesus paid for their sin debt. Thus, the resurrected Christ was not alive in them. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is our resurrection and our eternal life. If we do not accept the one true gospel, which is the only gospel that will allow Christ to live in us and through us, then we have no resurrection and we have no eternal life. Anyone who hears this one true gospel and then continues to finance other gospels has not really accepted or understood this one true gospel. And not only will they perish in their sin, but the blood of anyone else that perishes having not heard this one true gospel will be upon their heads. Our sin nature must be put to death by the faith before the resurrected Lord Jesus can live His life through us, which is our eternal life and our resurrection. We must lose our life by one faith in our baptism of death with Christ on the cross that comes from this one true gospel, or else the resurrected Christ cannot live through us. No other gospel imparts this one faith which enables the resurrected Christ to live. You will either accept this one true gospel which enables the resurrected Christ to live in and through you, producing the fruits of the Spirit for you, or else you will perish in your sin nature and be eternally separated from God Almighty and His infinite love. You will choose this narrow straight way, or else you will choose the broad way that leads to destruction by default. But you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven by any other gospel than this one true gospel of the kingdom. Many calling themselves Christians consider this one true gospel foolishness. And whether they realize it or not, they are seeking to enter into heaven by listening to it, following, and financing other gospels. The master of the house is about to rise up and shut the door, and they will find out to their horror that they are on the outside. They will knock on the door asking the Lord to open the door for them. And He will say He does not know what household they are from. Certainly not His. The master of the house in Luke 13:25 is God the Father. The house represents Jesus Christ the Messiah. The door represents the faith that comes from the one true gospel that believers must enter into Christ by in order to be saved. And all those left outside of the house have chosen not to enter into Jesus by the faith in a baptism of death, the only door to the house. And the faith comes only from the one true gospel that requires the total loss of our life. My beloved brothers and sisters, the power to become a son of God and stay a son of God is in our choice of which gospel we choose to listen to and support and live by. There is an offense to this one true gospel, and that offense is the cost of our entire life. We must give up our bodies and all of our lives by the faith to the resurrected Christ inside of us for Him to do the Father's will, or else we have no eternal life or resurrection. Too many religious people just will not let go of their puny little pathetic fleshly lives and their fleshly religions and their denominations and their material things and their idols, etc., etc., in order to gain the awesome privilege to become one in holy matrimony with the Creator through this one true gospel. How sad! But the truth remains, we cannot find Christ's life in the broad way that leads to destruction and misery. We must enter in at the straight gate of the one true gospel by the one true faith, which demands that we give up all of our lives. I prayed with a woman not too long ago that had a son that was hooked on crack, and he was trying desperately to get free from his addiction with all of his might. He had been to several rehab facilities with the same results. He would stay away from the drugs for a little while, but soon got sucked back into them. It seemed like he was caught in a giant vortex that kept dragging him down into the toilet bowl of life. He just could not break free from his addiction. He really wanted to do good, but he found that he had no power to do good or break the chains of the addiction. Doesn't that sound just like Paul in Romans 7:18? For I know that in my flesh dwells no good thing. Paul had the desire and will to do good, but he did not know how to do good because he found there was no power in his flesh to do anything good. Either this young man had never heard the good news that is in this one true gospel, or else he rejected it, preferring to travel on the broad road that leads to destruction and misery. In our own strength, due to the law of sin and death, it is impossible for any of us to do anything good in our flesh. With man, it's impossible. But with Christ living in the believer by the faith, all things are possible. Only Christ living through us by the faith in our baptism of death from the powers of the sin nature in our flesh. Romans 6:7 declares to us that he that is dead is freed from this power of the sin nature. And when we lose our entire life by this one faith and then offer it to Christ who gave his life for us, we find Christ's eternal life living through us, destroying all the works of the world, the flesh, and the devil. How can a dead man be hooked on drugs? How can a dead man sin? If our faith is in our baptism of death with Christ on the cross, then it is Christ who lives in us, and he cannot sin. This one true gospel is the only truth that makes us free to serve the risen Christ inside of our hearts as he does the will of the Father in the earth that is our bodies as it is in heaven. This young man that was hooked on crack was in great despair and was contemplating taking his life in suicide. When the lady told me that, I said, "Praise the Lord! He's got the right idea. In fact, he is way ahead of most so-called Christian churchgoers. We need to die, my friends. We're all worthless and wretched sinners, and we're all worthy of death. There's none righteous, no, not one. Not even after we are saved are we righteous." Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:15, "I am chief among the sinners." He did not say, "I was." Our power to live holy belongs only to Christ. Our righteousness belongs only to Christ. And it is imputed to us only as Christ lives through us by the faith. If we want to live our own life by rejecting or turning away from the only true gospel with the power to put to death our sin nature, then Christ cannot live through us, or he will cease to live his life through us because we have diverted our faith to anything other than our death with Christ on the cross. If we lose our faith in our death with Christ on the cross, then Christ cannot live through us, and we will lose our righteousness and our ability to live holy, because Christ is our righteousness and our holiness. There is not one of us that can do any good in our flesh. We are all worthy of death. The wages of sin is death, of eternal separation from God. But the gift of God in the one true gospel is eternal life through the faith and our baptism of death with Jesus Christ our Lord. This young man hooked on crack, and all of mankind, needs to hear the good news of the one true gospel that Jesus Christ died in our place so that we as believers in the faith can die with him on the cross, making us free from the power of our sin nature to serve the risen Lord in our hearts with all of our hearts, all of our minds, all of our soul, and all of our bodily strength. And as we serve the risen Lord inside of us by the faith that it is him that does the good works and not us, we will find that Jesus has already overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. His yoke is easy and his burden is light, but the way is narrow. There's only one gospel and there's only one faith. We will all come into the unity of this one faith, or else we will all perish eternally separated from the infinitely loving Father. Brothers and sisters, this is the only gospel Jesus Christ left his church, and he is beginning to judge his church by this one true gospel. We will be judged by Jesus Christ as being in him by the faith or out of him by any other gospel. The shutting of the door in Luke 13:25 represents the rapture of the church. Those that do not partake in the rapture will have been judged not to have been in Christ, the house of refuge. They were not ready because they rejected the one faith that only comes from the one true gospel. They will have been judged by the one true gospel which they rejected. John 10:1 declares to us that anyone that tries to enter in by another way, which means through any other gospel or any other faith or religion, they are thieves and robbers. And they come to do their father's work of stealing, killing, and destroying. All those that miss the rapture will have been judged as guilty of stealing from, killing, and destroying the true body of Christ. And all the blood of the martyrs will be upon their heads. Repent and come back to the cross before it is too late. I've run out of time. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church, and you can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or you can call us at 318-938-2691. God bless you.